This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Alaskans can expect their permanent fund dividend checks this October. The legislature signed off on $1,100 PFDs in a special session this week. It took the legislature a long time to get there, and it was a scramble to get the PFD plan across the finish line in the final days of what was a third special session. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki is president of the Alaska Senate.
You know, it's interesting because it's starting to feel like that often down in Juneau, being the third special session, of course. We've had that last day feeling three times.
This year, like many years before it, the legislature came close to shutting down, with matters like the size of the PFD hamstringing any progress on a budget. The budget ultimately did pass in June, but Dunleavy vetoed the proposed PFD amount, saying it was insufficient. He convened special sessions so the legislature could work it out. The House ultimately proposed an $1,100 dividend. And as the clock ran out on the third special session, the Senate had no choice but to pass that proposal. In the final hours of the session, the Senate also considered Senate Bill 53. The bill proposes eventually reaching a formula in which half of the annual withdrawal from the permanent fund would go toward the PFD. The other half would go to government services. The split outlined in SB 53 would be conditional on the state adding $700 million in new taxes or other revenue. Governor Mike Dunleavy first proposed a 50-50 split earlier this summer on different terms. He wanted that formula to be put in a constitutional amendment. Michicki says he supports the Senate bill.
If we're going to solve the long-term fiscal issues in our state, I mean, this is year six, right? And it took 15 years to get to the beginning of year six, then we're going to have to be more than willing to compromise.
The bill did not advance, and as it stands, the legislature's long-term budget woes are still far from solved. A group of eight Alaska lawmakers from each of the four caucuses met this summer to try and chip away at those problems. The group came up with a broad list of recommendations, released in a final report. They include implementing a PFD formula based on the value of the permanent fund, pursuing spending cap reform, and having a, quote, transition period with one-time fiscal measures over the course of several years. Michicki says he's hopeful the group could be a microcosm of cooperation amongst the larger legislature.
Those folks don't hang out in the evenings. They don't spend the weekend together. So if those eight can come together on maybe not the perfect solution, because there is not a perfect solution, but a menu of options, then the legislature must be able to do the same. And I have hope that we can.
Legislators would be wise to not fully unpack their bags just yet. Dunleavy is asking the legislature to reconvene next month to hammer out a long-term fiscal plan. And even though he isn't vetoing the current amount, he said he'd like to see the legislature pass a full PFD to fill out what he sees as an insufficient current amount. Regardless of the size of the dividend, there are lots of Alaska nonprofits that look forward to its arrival every year. The Kenai Peninsula Food Bank averages over $15,000 a year from the Pick, Click, Give program, says donor relations specialist Randy Smith. That program allows Alaskans to donate a portion of their PFDs to charities around the state.
The Pick, Click, Give donations have a huge impact on the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank's ability to provide food to the Kenai Peninsula.
Smith says that could be particularly important when they have to go without other fundraisers. This year, it put its soup supper online.
We have amazing donors that hang in there with us through thick and thin. But, of course, we didn't have the bidding traffic we normally would have had.
Last year, the food bank brought in over $16,000 from Pick, Click, Give, Smith says. As for how Michicki spends his own PFD,
I know exactly what I do. I've never seen one of them.
Like many Alaskans, he says his goes right to the bank. The PFD division estimates it will have payments out to Alaskans in 30 days. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.